Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
I didn't realize it was picking up as much steam as it was. Because nobody's yelled at us. I did think it was a pie-in-the-sky idea, but if you're telling me that scouts and everybody are thinking about it, then, all right, like, scratch that itch then, Tone. Tell me more about it. Tell me more about all this.
Well,
Evan Mobley and Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I'm salivating, as I always tend to do, and this is what gets me in trouble with fans, is I get very aggressive, and that didn't work out so well for the Deshaun Watson move. But you know, the team actually agreed with me, and they made that move, and then it didn't work out.
Coming up in moments.
Yeah, indeed.
Unfortunately,
and you're gonna love that transition. In this case, look, Evan Mobley, I have been thrilled about watching him every time. Every time he takes the floor, because I keep saying I see him do something new. It's a matter of time. I don't know how long that's going to be. I don't know if Evan Mobley in the next 2 years is going to be playing at such a high level that we're not going to have to worry about Donovan Mitchell and his player option in that third year. But what I do know is Giannis over the next 2 years, I mean, not only do they have a chance to win the championship, I mean, I think they could be the favorites. That's how much of a game changer. Like I literally put it up there right when LeBron came home. We didn't know Golden State was going to be that immediately, but what did we say when LeBron came home? They're the favorites. It didn't end up being the case. We did win one championship, you know, that 2 years later. But in this case, I do think, given the landscape of the NBA, if you had Giannis with Donovan Mitchell, and yeah, I do think Darius Garland would be in a perfect role, as much heat as he's taken and all that. I do think on the margins, like, they wouldn't have a ton they would need to do as long as they're healthy.
Do you think, though, like, going back to what Danny Cunningham said to us yesterday, like, what would that do as far as decimating the rest of their roster?
Yeah, because, that's a fair question.
Kenny Atkinson likes to be deep. Now, listen, like, Giannis is Giannis, so let's not get too crazy with this. But it is, you got to have other guys that are able to go into the basketball game. I mean, you got to have at least during the postseason, I would like you to be 7-8 deep.
Right, yeah, you don't want to just be playing, you know, 5-6 guys, because it is tough to make it to the end, especially because we've seen Donovan Mitchell limping at the end and just giving it his all. Maybe this does take some of the pressure off of him in that regard. So it is a consideration. Like, you're gutting your team a little bit to make that happen, but at the same time, like, if you do run it back, how much faith do people have that this Cavs team, when everybody's talking about how you're not tough enough, even your own team, that's not a media thing. Mm-hmm. That's a Kenny Atkinson thing. Mm-hmm. It's a Max Strus thing. Max Strus was talking about it. So Donovan Mitchell talked about it. Like, it's fair game now, guys. It's fair game. The rest of the league is talking about it. Is that magically going to change? I'll tell you, if you bring Giannis in, there's nobody's questioning toughness. Like, Giannis, one of the rare birds that he doesn't get very far in the playoffs, and nobody blames him.
Guys, I'm not in any hurry to trade Evan for just anybody. This is Giannis, though. And I think that we have to say, what have we always been hoping that Evan's going to be? Giannis. Giannis is already him. So make that move.
And will be for the next few years.
By the way, if Evan goes on and becomes Giannis in the next few years, great.
Great.
I wish him very well. And I'll be glad that I was right, or we were all right about him becoming Giannis. But you kind of have, we're in a mode now where you have to strike where the iron's hot. And I understand that you will be upset. Some folks will be upset, especially if they didn't make the move and they didn't get him or they didn't get a championship, that if Evan Mobley did become Giannis and then we're watching Giannis while this team is starting to break apart and we're starting to start this all over again, I think some people would be very upset with that, obviously. But I have to look at it and say, this might be a chance where you can strike while the iron's hot. I definitely think they should be in conversation with each other. I don't know for sure, just like I hate to say it, but I knew for sure that there were conversations back in October. I cannot believe we're doing this again. October 2021, we knew that there were definitely people scratching around down there in Houston. I didn't listen to Albert Breer yesterday, and I don't like to admit such things. I didn't get a chance to hear him. And then I looked at the cut sheet today, and I went, what effing year are we in? Here's Albert Breer. This is recent. This is yesterday.
This is yesterday.
Not 2022 or 2023.
I'm talking about yesterday.
All right. Fire away on clip one.
I think there's a possibility that he comes back and he's cleared in time to play a good chunk of the 2025 season. And I think he knows what's on the line, too. So it'll be interesting to see if you've got a different Deshaun, because they absolutely have done a completely different approach in how they built the quarterback room. And maybe you get a different Deshaun than, you know, versus like a year ago where you were sort of building the room to support him. You're not doing that at all anymore. And maybe he takes that as a challenge, and maybe we see a different version of Deshaun whenever he's cleared.
Okay. That's the first time I heard that. Fire away on clip two.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
You know, I do know this. When you put four quarterbacks in that room, when you draft two in the first five rounds, you're throwing every dart you possibly can to try to get it right. If all of a sudden that Deshaun that you traded for, that Deshaun that played 2020 at the level he did, 2019 at the level that he did, if all of a sudden there's a glimpse that he could be back, well, it would be foolish not to at least consider it based on everything that the Browns have already gone through, all the money they've already spent, and the position all of those guys are in. So I think you kind of have to approach it now, like if you're the Browns, like this is like a no-lose situation. Like we already have sort of chalked this up as a sunk cost and one of the biggest sunk costs in NFL history. So if somehow this turns itself around, it'd be silly not to at least consider that.
It'd be silly to not consider
it. I'm kind of blown away. I'm going to be honest, especially coming from Albert.
It is silly.
I am blown away.
It is silly. It is silly.
So who is telling him that?
I don't know.
Somebody in the building's telling him that.
I don't know.
Who is still on the Deshaun?
Don't say that.
Who is still on Team Deshaun in that building?
I don't know. I know Mary Kay joins us tomorrow at 8:22. Fine, go ahead. Fire away, Mary Kay.
Deshaun is absolutely invested and committed in being here. And I thought that was interesting. The rhetoric that we're getting on this whole thing, except for when Jimmy Haslam said that it was a big swing and a miss, the door is left open a crack that, you know, maybe, just maybe, it's not 100% over yet for him here.
He was not, here's the thing, he's not invested in being here. Nobody saw him last year. after he got surgery.
But what about
he was
the
gone.
New videos, Anthony?
He didn't support his teammates. He wasn't around.
I'm going to tell you right now.
He wasn't here all of April. He wasn't doing what Dak Prescott did in Dallas, where he was doing everything it took on crutches to get to games.
But in March, he did the ropes thing in Berea.
Stop being taken in by this. And I'm not even talking to the listeners. The listeners know. You know. Stop being taken in by this. Guys, he doesn't want to be here, just like you don't want him here. And if he gets a chance and he can show he can play, because honestly, if it ends right now, is he ever playing again in the NFL? Do you believe he's ever playing again in the NFL, Anthony? Owen, Mitch, get your mics on. Get your mics on right now. Do you guys believe he's ever playing again in the NFL? Owen?
Not until yesterday when I heard okay. Albert Breer.
But before that, if he doesn't play this year.
Now my answer is, he's going to play somewhere.
Mitch, do you believe that?
I do not.
Okay, Lima, do you believe that? No. Four out of four people on this show do not believe. Jeff's right behind you. I'm sure Jeff is number five as well. So he would never take a snap again in the NFL. Don't fall for this. Because he's just going to use you as best he can to show that he has something, and then he's out of here on the first thing smoking. It's a guaranteed contract. The only thing that this guy wants, the only thing, is a chance somewhere else at a place that is not Cleveland. He don't want to be here. Stop being taken in by this.
He can't.
And I'm not even talking to the fans because the fans aren't taken in by it.
He can't realistically be in the plans. What would have to happen for him to ever set foot as a Cleveland Brown?
Keith said, by the way, Keith, you left something out. Someone in the organization said Deshaun is committed to be there. No, you said that right at the beginning. So who told her? Who's talking about this?
And are they only doing it to fulfill some kind of insurance?
I hope this
is part of the cap relief that the Browns get.
What do you mean, an insurance investigation in which they go, guys, you didn't mean to bring him back? And they go, no, we did.
This is why I get so excited about Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders, guys. This right here. Because I'm telling you right now, I will wear a tuxedo and carry around the watches that Shedeur Sanders has. I'll be like a valet in the WWE and open up all the watches and let him select one before a game. Then do any of the stuff that we've had to do over the last 3 years. This is fun. That wasn't fun. Talking about this guy is not fun. The possibility that he's coming back? What? For what?
Yeah, this entire city is counting down the days till he's never here again.
For what?
You're not going to restart that clock.
For what?
Then why is someone in the building saying it?
That's what I'll never understand. The only thing I can think of is they have to cover their bases to make sure that they can get out of this free and clear and save the most amount of money on the
Shedeur
cap.
I'm begging you, Shedeur, please. Please, I know you're not listening. Your father's one of my all-time idols. I'm begging you, please. Please, please, please. Dylan Gabriel, please. Please,
any
please,
of them.
Please.
Yeah.
I need, no offense to Joe Flacco, I need a young guy to grab onto this thing and to not relinquish it this year. To not relinquish it this year. Because before, I didn't think that that was anything realistic at all. If you're telling me that this is realistic, okay, well, good luck. He don't want to be here. The fans don't want him here. He don't want to be here. Fans are more than happy to move on. And I think he's more than happy to move on. The only reason he would be out there is to try to put something on tape going, hey, I'm still healthy enough to play somewhere else. That's it. Oh, my God. Boy. All right. Fine. The more the merrier. When you have four quarterbacks, why not five? When you have five quarterbacks, maybe you have none. You got anything more on that?
I think we're good.
Okay.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.